one at a time.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. And a lot of people say, I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, I have to talk about what kills billionaires. You'd think with all their money that they would have, when you take them out by themselves, you look at just the billionaires, statistically, percentage-wise, they should live longer than the average person in America, certainly live longer than people living under the bridge, and then they should certainly have a bigger percentage of 100-year-olds because they have the finest foods, the finest personal trainers, the finest chefs. They can get the best medical care, the most expensive medical care. They have the best insurance. They have the best houses, relaxation, massage therapists. I mean, everything you think of billionaires can afford. So it's not a lack of money, right? So let's have a look here. In 2004, Forbes magazine came out and said the average lifespan of billionaires is 78, and there'd never been a billionaire lived to be 100 up to that point, 2004. And they said, what kills billionaires? They said, well, billionaires are killed by the same unglamorous things that kill everybody else. Heart attacks, obesity, diabetes, stroke, cancer, suicide, you name it, anything, kidney failure, whatever the average person dies from, guess what kills billionaires too? They said there's never been a billionaire lived to be 100 as of 2004. Well, billionaires didn't like that. So they asked Forbes magazine to rerun it, which they did 7 years later. They came out 2011. They said pretty much all the statistics from 2004 remained the same. The only difference was the average lifespan. It did drop over that seven-year period from 78 to 66. They lost 12 years of average lifespan, which means that there was an accelerated death, right? There was an accelerated rate of death in that 12-year period because they lost 12 average years from 78 to 66. What went on there? Well, they were a little alarmed by that first study, which came out in 2004, said, look, you guys are dying at 78 just like everybody else. There's no benefit longevity-wise or health-wise to being a billionaire. So they hired the best personal trainers. I mean, these guys went crazy with their home fitness centers and office fitness centers. They're working out 2-3 hours a day, and these fitness guys, their personal trainers are just working them to death, right? Literally. And, of course, their chefs are cooking everything in extra, extra, extra virgin olive oil. And between sweating out all their nutrients by accelerated exercise programs and eating what they think of as being better, you know, eating the Mediterranean diet and cooking everything in extra, extra, extra virgin olive oil and extra, extra, extra virgin coconut oil, they get coronary artery disease, they get stroke, they get more of everything, right, including suicide. And so they lost 12 years of average life in just a seven-year period because of accelerated death based on doing more of the bad stuff. Exercise without supplementation is suicide. Well, I drink plenty of water. Well, when you're sweating out a soup of all the nutrients floating around your blood, you see, sweat is not water. Sweat is a soup that contains all the nutrients floating around your blood. Let's say you're not taking the 90 essential nutrients, and you have 65, 72 nutrients floating around in there. You get down to 50, and you're dead. So let's say 65 to 72. The guy is feeling pretty good, guy or gal. I mean, they are working out. They are sweating. They're drinking plenty of good quality water, you know, Fiji water and all this expensive stuff. And they're sweating all these nutrients, and they're just drinking water. And so their nutritional reserves go down, and they will die early from coronary artery disease. They'll die from a sudden heart attack, a death from hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. They will die from a stroke. They will die from ruptured aneurysms of the brain and so on. Let me tell you, this is not a mystery. So I want you to get my CD that's called What Kills Billionaires So You Can Protect Yourself. Get a hold of that book, Immortality. It's a 10-year research project, that book, Immortality, and will teach you what to do to add 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 healthy years to your life. And there is a CD that goes along with the book, Immortality, called From Here to Immortality, kind of like From Here to Eternity, right? And then What Kills Billionaires, the CD. I mean, that was a presentation I gave up in Canada right after this report came out. And, I mean, I was motivated. I really looked everything up. And this presentation was one of my best, I think, since Dead Doctors Don't Lie. The quality of this CD is just enormous. Took us a good month to edit this thing and edit it and get it perfect. And it is perfect. What Kills Billionaires, the CD. The book, Immortality. The CD, From Here to Immortality. And learn how you can add 10, 25, 50, 75 years or more to your life. You can do this chronologically. You know, instead of living to be 78, instead of 66, you want to live to be 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 160. You can do it, but you're going to have to be proactive here. That's why I want you to get the recipe book for this. Again, the book, Immortality, the CD, From Here to Immortality, and the CD, What Kills Billionaires. You'll be amazed. You take the 90 essential nutrients appropriate for your body weight, and you're going to give your body everything it needs to support and promote maintenance and repair. That's the goal here, preventive maintenance. I'm pushing 74 years old. I have not been to a doctor with me being the patient for 65 years. I've never been on a prescription medication my entire life. The only thing in my health record is a birth certificate. If everybody like me, guess what? 74 years old, never been to a doctor in 65 years, the medical system would be real humble, wouldn't they? Well, we'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
The Let's Play Doctor show is produced live each weekday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Call 1-877-912-7529 to speak to Dr. Wallach.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, Doctor, Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free at 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to Maryland and Charlene. Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How can I help you today?
Good. I have my mom, she's 72 years old,
okay.
165 pounds. She has AFib, and she's on Motac and Cardizem. Now it's causing, it's still causing her heart to do the AFib.
Well, you know why?
No.
Because those are two heart drugs, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with your mom's heart.
Okay.
When you have AFib, it's a back problem. I guarantee your mama has a back problem.
Okay. Yeah, she does complain sometimes about her back.
Okay. So, guess what? They're treating her for a heart problem when it's really a back problem. For instance, when you have sciatica and you have pain and numbness in your feet, if you put a topical pain reliever on your feet, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pain in your feet is referred pain. It's a peripheral neuropathy caused by the problem in your back, right?
Right.
So if you put the topical pain reliever on your back, the pain in your feet goes away. The same thing here. What you got to do is deal with the back problem. So here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Does your mama have any other thing I need to know about? Any diabetes, any arthritis, any...
Yeah, she has rheumatoid arthritis real bad. Had both knee replaced, both hips replaced, had the shoulder replaced.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, she had, and then she has a lot of swelling.
Well, she's a bionic woman.
Yeah.
Okay, does she have any high blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay, any diabetes?
No.
Okay. So she's had what, four major joint replacements?
Five.
Five, gee, huh?
Yeah.
So she's had two hips, two knees, and a shoulder?
Right.
Okay. So don't let her get any more.
Yeah, I told her that.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can help this girl. Okay, 165 pounds. She's had to get rid of all the bad stuff that puts pressure on her immune system and her ability to protect herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much she shrunk since she was 20 years old? Do you know how much she shrunk in height?
She had been maybe about 10, because I'm 5 feet. She's like 4'6", 4'9" now.
And how tall was she when she was 20?
Probably about 5'2", 5'3", because
okay.
When I was young, she was taller.
Okay, so she's shrunk 7 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I've seen a lot of people shrink 7 to 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a young woman.
Yeah.
She's 72 years old, right?
Yep.
And it's not unusual. See, her doctor should be put in jail.
I agree.
Yeah, her doctor should be put in jail. To let that woman shrink 7 inches, to put five major hip, you know, joint replacements in that woman, I just get so angry at these guys. If an alternative guy were to do that, he'd be a quack and they'd take his license away and put him in jail, but the doctor just gets a raise, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We got to help your mama.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, dear. Okay, we got to get her off of all the bad stuff, all right?
Okay.
Now, does she have any skin problems, you know?
No.
Does she have any constipation where she complains about she needs laxatives or fiber to have regular bowel movements?
Yes.
Okay. Does she have any thing like asthma or bronchitis?
No.
Okay. Do you have any asthma or bronchitis?
No.
Do you have any constipation?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, she's passed it on to you, so you got to watch it too. Everything I'm going to tell you for her diet restriction, you got to do the same thing. Okay, Charlene?
Okay.
No gluten. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. Every grocery store now has a gluten-free aisle because at least a third of Americans, 115 million people in America, have a gluten intolerance. So it's a big marketing thing. It's a big source of income for grocery stores now to provide all these gluten-free foods, right?
Right.
So it's not like 10 years ago where you couldn't find them. Well, now every grocery store has a gluten-free aisle as a result. All right, it's a big income source for them.
Mm-hmm.
So. You and your mom, if you have any other brothers and sisters, if she has any brothers and sisters, everybody's got to get on a gluten-free diet. Now, the girls will pass it on to their babies. The boys won't do that because they don't, you know, have pregnancies and breastfeeding and all that kind of stuff. But it is not genetic, but it is passed on through the cord blood and the breast milk by the mamas. So no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, and no oils. And if I went too fast there, you can go to docsrecipe.com. That's docsrecipe.com. Then, I want her to get on two healthy bone and joint packs per month. That'll be 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and then 15 Glucogel capsules a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. All will be accomplished by the two healthy bone and joint packs per month. And the purpose here is to regrow the disc in between her vertebrae, support and promote them repairing and maintaining. They'll get thicker. That'll push the vertebrae apart. She'll actually gain maybe even an inch or two in height over a period of 6 months maybe. But the goal here is to make those discs thicker, push the vertebrae apart, take the pressure off the roots of these nerves in between T1, 2, 3, and 4, which is the first four thoracic vertebrae. That'll relieve her of the symptoms of AFib, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to start weaning her. When her AFib goes away, then you can begin to wean her off of one of those medications at a time. Take 3 months to do it, do it really slowly if she's concerned about that. Get the doctor to give her a weaning program. Then, for the high blood pressure, I want her to have three of the Ultimate Daily tablets twice a day. That's one bottle a month. That's going to support and promote healthy blood flow through the arteries and also support and promote healthy blood pressure. And then specifically to deal with the immune system and perhaps even drop the load of the bugs that cause rheumatoid arthritis. We're already giving her the raw materials to support and promote maintenance repair of all the damage in her joints. But I also want to take what we call killer biotic. Killer biotic. Mm-hmm. And the killer biotic, I want her to take 9 a day, 3 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That should be 3 bottles per month. A blend of 8 herbs in there which support the immune system and also have antimicrobial properties. It's imperative she do all this. And let's see. I would also give her, for her heart, I'd give her 3 of the de-stress capsules twice a day, 3 at breakfast and dinner. That's 2 bottles a month. I would give her, because she has high blood pressure, we're already talking about the Ultimate Daily tablets, 3 of those twice a day. Then I would also give her the selenium, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Call me every 2 weeks. I want to know your mom's weight. I want to know her blood pressure. I want to know how her AFib's doing. We'll walk your girl through this. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you looking for an opportunity to improve your situation? Are you looking for a way to get out of that 9-to-5 job? Well, Corky and her husband were too.
I fired my boss and I matched my income and my husband still had his job. And last spring, he was laid off. But at the same time, you had come out and increased our income the same amount that he made every month. So we were able to not have to worry about it, just one less thing to worry about. I have been in 37 other multi-level marketing companies, and it took the 38th one, and I have finally found the answer. And the answer is having a product that actually works and continues to work and helping people in their lives and getting them off those dangerous drugs and helping to heal their bones and heal their aches and pains and their getting them off the medication. It's just been so much fun helping people. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 20 again. My knees don't hurt. My elbows don't hurt. My shoulder doesn't hurt. I feel so much younger now. This is the most fun thing we have ever done. I am having so much fun. And people and they tell me how happy they are and how healthy they are. And, you know, they call me and they're in tears and because their child can get straight A's now before they were taking Ritalin. And it's just so exciting getting people off the drugs and living a healthy lifestyle.
Even if you've tried network marketing before, we encourage you to have a look at this company. You, like Corky and her husband, could find success with Youngevity. We'll help you all along the way. All you need to get involved is $10 and a strong desire to help yourself while helping others. Call us today at the number you'll hear during the show, or call us directly at 877-344-1010. That's
877-344-1010. Hey, Doc, from Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go to Washington State. And Jim. Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir. How can I help you?
This is about my third or fourth time that I've talked to you. Mm-hmm. And I have MS, and I also have a thing called polyarthritis, which I understand what that is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on your product since June of last year, and then through the process, you recommended I go gluten-free, and I did that starting in November, first part of November, mm-hmm. and I went on a dozen eggs a day diet, and I've been pretty strict about everything that you've told me to do. I'm still suffering from a lot of joint pain, and the fatigue from the MS is pretty unbearable at times. So,
okay, now, how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 190.
Okay, and are you taking two healthy bone and joint packs?
I think I'm taking healthy star packs with the that's included in that. I'm not taking the healthy bone and joint pack.
Okay, I would graduate to the two healthy bone and joint packs.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to do two things. Number one, it's going to give you 15 glucagel a day.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to take 15 a day. It's 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner.
Okay.
And then it's going to also give you the CM cream, which you can apply topically to the joints. It really gives you some pain relief. But a guy your size, you need 15 glucagel capsules a day, and the cheapest way to do it is with two healthy bone and joint packs per month. Okay, that'll allow you to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus as a breakfast and dinner, and 15 of the glucagel capsules a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. And then I would get an extra quart of the Osteo FX Plus. You could take a 1/3 ounce of the Osteo. You could take it either with lunch, or you could take it at bedtime with a glass of water. You're going to sleep better. It's going to speed up the healing. Then, because of the MS, I want you to take the SmartFX capsules. I'd have you take 3 of those 3 times a day. That's 3 bottles a month. That's going to give you the DHAs and the EPAs, which are the raw materials to support the production of neurotransmitters in the brain. And then, of course, you need 3 of the selenium 3 times a day. That's 3 bottles a month to support the brain's ability to deal with the free radical damage already done to the brain, these little sort of lima bean-sized lesions in your, throughout your brain when you have MS. We have so many people where we have CAT scans and MRIs of their brains, you know, 3 months after they start this, 6 months after they start it, and somewhere along the line, the number of these lesions disappear. They might, you know, go from 75 lesions of the brain down to 50 within 3 months, 6 months. The lesions that they have left are reduced significantly in size. And so this, we have a lot of experience with this, and so you really need to work on your gluten intake. You might want to get a hold of that CD called Cereal Killers so you know where all the hidden places are. You're getting gluten, maybe, dry dog food, tomato soup, gravies, meatballs, things like meatloaf. They make those with breadcrumbs and cracker crumbs. You can't have that stuff.
Right.
You need to eat out of the gluten-free aisles or get a hold of our Valerie's gluten-free cookbook, and either somebody in the household needs to cook that way, or it's more convenient sometimes just to buy the stuff, cook on the weekends and buy the stuff for, you know, for gluten-free during the week so you get out of the house
on
the way to work in the morning.
Can I interrupt you for a second, though?
Say again?
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I've been gluten-free since November. I mean,
okay.
I'm not eating any gluten at all.
Okay, well, still, I want you to kind of revisit all this, because you can think you're gluten-free, and you could be getting gluten by hidden gluten. For instance, you buy a bag of shelled walnuts or almonds or pecans and cashews, and, you know, where's the gluten in the nuts? Then you turn the bag over, and you look at the allergy information. It says, these nuts were processed in equipment that also processes wheat products.
Right.
Okay, and there's dust from wheat in there from pretzels and trail mix and stuff like that, and you just can't have them. And so you got to start looking at the funny places. They use wheat now as a filler in vanilla ice cream, in chocolate milk, in yogurt. They used to use tapioca powder or flour, but it's more expensive now, so they've switched from that. Now, I used to be able to, there was a type of dried fruit and nut mix that I used to have, and I've eaten it for 10 years, never had a problem. And then the source that I used actually changed manufacturers, and suddenly now you eat that stuff and you're getting lit up like somebody's pouring acid on you because, you know, you're getting gluten done necessarily. And then you check and you call and say, oh, yeah, we've changed our manufacturers, and we call those manufacturers and they do process that same product on different machinery that also processes the wheat stuff. So when somebody tells you they're gluten-free, you really got to be gluten-free. So I'd urge you to get on docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com, get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen, get a hold of the CD that's called Cereal Killers, and call me back in a couple more weeks, Jim. We'll be back after these messages.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
From the Mar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free at 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to Utah. And Bob. Bob, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you, sir?
Well, do you want the whole list or just start with one or what?
Well, is this all for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, well, start out with the major ones.
The major ones are stenosis.
Okay, we're talking, wait a minute, are we talking about spinal stenosis or are we talking about vascular
stenosis? Yeah,
I'm sorry, say again?
Stenosis.
Spinal stenosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what else you got?
And memory problems. I mean, I have a great vocabulary, but I can't access.
Okay, how old are you, sir?
You know, the words and
how old are you?
Names
how old are you?
Or stuff like that. I'm 70.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 235.
And how tall are you, sir?
6 foot.
Okay. Now, do you have any history of diabetes or high blood pressure?
I do have a history of high blood pressure, not diabetes.
Okay. I'm assuming you're taking medication for that.
Yeah, it's controlled with medication.
Yeah. Do you have a history of being on statin drugs to lower your cholesterol?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that the FDA put out warnings about 3 or 4 months ago that said, do not take statin drugs because it causes memory problems?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the FDA came out with that about 3 months ago. I've been saying it since 1971.
Huh.
Finally, the FDA came out with it. Do you have any blood sugar problems, any diabetes?
No.
Okay. Now, you have spinal stenosis. That usually does not happen by itself. Do you have any arthritis?
Well, yeah, when I had the x-rays, well, I had a herniated disc go out back, and when I had the x-rays, he told me I had severe arthritis in L4 and L5.
Okay. All right. Do you have, when you lay down at night, do you get cramps in your legs or jerky legs or creepy crawlies in your legs?
No, nothing like that at night.
Okay. When you, do you have any, like, sciatica? Do you have any pain down your hips or legs or burning or numbness in your feet?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have pain in the back of my legs.
Yeah, okay. That would be called sciatica. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. You got a pen and paper?
Uh-huh.
That way you won't have to remember all this, right? Number one, you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods. No processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. No oils. No sugar. No sugar. Sugar makes dementia worse. You got to stay away from sugar. Natural process. No dried fruit. No fresh fruit. No juices because you can get everything.
Fresh fruit, you say?
No fruit.
Oh.
Okay. You can get everything you need from fruit, from vegetables, without the danger of sugar.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here comes the secret sauce. Here, I need you to eat your body weight. I want you to eat 16 to 18 eggs a day. They can be poached with the yolk soft. They can be soft-boiled with the, obviously, the yolk soft. They can be soft-scrambled, soft-scrambled in butter, not margarine or oils. It's imperative, not margarine or oils. Then I would like you to, in addition to that, take two healthy brain and, or I guess it's two healthy heart and brain packs, per month. Okay, that will allow you to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner. That's going to support healthy blood pressure. It's going to support and promote healthy bone and joint and disc problems. It's going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, all that stuff. And so it's imperative you have 1 ounce twice a day of that. It'll be the two healthy bone and joint packs. Okay, I'd go there. And so it's 1 ounce of all that twice a day. Then I would have you take two scoops of the Beyond Tangerine twice a day, two at breakfast, two at dinner, three of the EFA Plus at breakfast and dinner, and then 15 of the Glucogel capsules a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then four of the Smart FX three times a day. That's three bottles a month. Call me every 2 weeks. I want to know your blood pressure, how you think, what's going on, arthritis and pain. We'll be back after these messages.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Leslie Doctor, Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, just for a recap, let's go back to Utah and Bob. Okay, I may have been got you confused there a little bit, but go a little bit slower. I want you to take two healthy bone and joint packs per month. That will allow you to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and 15 glucogel capsules a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All that will be accomplished by the 2 healthy bone and joint packs per month. I also want you to get a separate quart of the Osteo FX Plus. You can take a 1/3 ounce at bedtime before you go to bed of the Osteo FX Plus. It's going to support and promote healthy blood pressure. It's going to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, and bone itself. Now, for the high blood pressure, I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Tablets at 235. Really, you should take 9 of those Ultimate Daily Tablets a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. That'll be 2 bottles per month. And then, because you have the history of the dementia there, I would have you take 12 of the Smart FX a day, 4 at breakfast, 4 at lunch, 4 at dinner. That'll be 3 bottles a month of the Smart FX. And I want you to call me every 2 weeks. Give me a report on the blood pressure, the dementia, your arthritis, the tingling and numbness, your toes and fingers, and all that kind of stuff. That'll kind of cover the waterfront. Okay, Chuck, let's go to North Carolina. And Donald, Donald, you're on the air.
Dr. Waller, how are you doing today, sir?
Fine, sir. Thank you. How can I help you?
I have a young girl. She's about 1 year old, and she's 15 pounds or probably less now. But
mm-hmm.
She has her oxygen levels are low. They have to consistently give her oxygen. She's in the hospital right now. She's probably been in the hospital in Tennessee for about almost 2 weeks.
And what have they determined? What are they calling this?
They don't know. They're treating her for asthma. They're treating for her for asthma symptoms. Because she has a lot of fluid in her body.
Okay, now wait a minute. Have they tested her for cystic fibrosis?
No, they haven't tested her for cystic fibrosis.
Well, I would check that out. I would check that out. Does the mother have any skin problems, you know?
No, I don't think that she does.
Does the mother have any asthma?
No.
Does the mother have any history of constipation or diarrhea?
Not that I know of.
Okay, you need to check all that stuff out. Unless she's your wife, then you know, right?
but I do know that she's possibly gluten intolerant. She does. She has a problem gaining weight. She eats a lot.
Well, if she has a gluten intolerance, obviously the baby has a gluten intolerance, right? So the mama has to be gluten free. The baby's got to be gluten free. I guarantee they're doing something wrong in the hospital. 15 pounds. That little girl needs to be on something. We actually have. One of our great products, to make it simple, it'd be the Ultimate Classic. That baby needs a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight twice a day. So at 15 pounds a day, I'd give her a teaspoon of breakfast, teaspoon of dinner of the Ultimate Classic. But I'd also give her 3 a day of the Smart FX. 3 a day of the Smart FX. These are little pea-sized soft gel capsules with the omega-3s very specifically. For the DHAs and EPAs, a certain strength of omega-3s. And I would puncture those capsules and get that contents of those little capsules into the baby 3 times a day. I would also give that baby one of our selenium capsules a day, maybe even a half a day. And, you know, dump the powder out in the dish, take a little butter knife and kind of eyeball it half and half, and then give her a half or one of those piles, one of the half piles, that selenium capsule during the day. Could even cut that in half and give her a quarter of a capsule twice a day in a little of her formula or in a little applesauce or something like that. It's very important here. But check that baby out. They actually have a sweat test they can do on that baby for cystic fibrosis. That's a possibility. Just gluten intolerance will do it. And so let's see.
The rest of her symptoms?
Yeah, go ahead.
She has a lot of fluid in her body. They're having to pump her body every now and again to get the fluid out.
Well, that's if she's not absorbing protein very well, that's going to happen because she can't absorb protein, right?
She's throwing up the milk. They're giving her some Similac, and they're giving her some Pediasure, and she's throwing that up.
Well, I would change formulas. I'd get her some goat's milk. You know, you gotta get going fast here, otherwise this baby's not gonna make it.
And then they have her on 6 prescription medications.
Yeah, well, the prescription medications are gonna help that kid. She needs nutrition, she needs to get on a gluten-free diet, she needs a supplement program. And if that baby doesn't get out of the hospital, it's in real trouble. Okay?
All right.
Keep me appraised. Call me every day if you have to. Give me some kind of
celiac disease?
Yeah, that's a gluten intolerance. Mm-hmm. Gluten intolerance is celiac disease. Gluten intolerance is celiac disease, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, appendicitis, Crohn's disease. Those are all gluten intolerance. Just different stages, just by random chance, different locations in the intestines. It's all the same disease.
She asked the doctor to test her, but they said that they don't think she has it, so they're not going to do the test.
Yeah, well, they don't like it when somebody suggests something to them. They should all go to jail. That baby's in trouble. Okay, that baby's in real trouble. So you want second opinions? I would get another pediatrician from the other end of the city to come in there and look at that baby. That has nothing to do with these guys. Okay.
All right.
Parents have every right to get a second opinion from another doctor.
Okay.
Then call me. Let me know what's going on. Don't wait 3 months. You call me tomorrow, right?
I will call you every day.
Okay, good. Call me every day. Bring me up to date. Okay. Chuck, let's go to Arizona and Rhonda. Rhonda, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Well, I've been wanting to call you for a long time. I've got quite a kind of complicated case of cancer, and the doctors want to kill me with chemotherapy. And so I was wondering if you mind if I took a minute or so and kind of went through a little bit of just my history up until
now. Sure, go
ahead.
Fire away, girl.
Okay. I'm 45. I've got a history of asthma until about age 30, and then as an adult that kind of went away, and I started getting chronic sinusitis, which, you know, I have migraines and the whole deal, bronchitis. That sort of went away, and then I have now still high blood pressure and tachycardia, which they've got me on medication for that. In April of 2010, I had a stress-induced heart attack and was diagnosed with stage 3 DCIS breast cancer, which is 100% ERPR positive. So up until this point, I was on birth control pills for 27 years. So I'm sure that that's what led to that. I consequently had a lumpectomy and lymph node dissection, which was followed by Laetril and vitamin C treatment, which I went to Mexico and did since I didn't want to do chemotherapy that they were pushing me to do. I had 30 grams of that in a hyperbaric chamber. That held me steady until about January of 2012 when I went into stage 4, when it went into my lymph nodes and into my lungs. I then had 8 rounds of insulin potentiated chemotherapy, which pretty much almost killed me. So I went back to the Laetril vitamin C regimen. This time I did 200 grams over 6 weeks, but I ended up growing 2 new tumors in the breast. So I got talked into a bilateral mastectomy, which then was messed up by the doctors and caused me to have an infection, which went systemic 8 weeks later. So I ended up in the hospital. With,
you know what the bug was? Was it C. diff or was it MRSA or what?
No, I think it was just regular staph.
Okay.
Because when they did the testing on it, it didn't come back as anything, you know, specific.
Okay.
So at this point, I went on hormone therapy. Of course, they kept pushing me to do more and more chemo. But I just refused. The cancer then spread all over my body very quickly. It was like a runaway freight train as a result of the systemic staph infection, you know, killing my immune system. I practically had it in all my bones and my lymph nodes, lungs, ovaries, liver, adrenal glands. I mean, it was everywhere. I had over 70 subcutaneous tumors all over my body. I had a large tumor on the clivus bone of my brainstem, which I immediately had radiation on because I didn't know what else to do. I was pretty much going to die at any second. So that took care of that. I ended up going to the Brzezinski Clinic. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, MD Anderson, Texas, yeah.
Well, he's not MD Anderson. He's opposite MD Anderson, but he does the his infamous anti-neoplaston mm-hmm. therapy.
Sure.
But it ended up that I did some research and found out that what he's doing is actually gout medicine. But the gout medicine actually worked really well. I was on it for 3 weeks exclusively, and it ended up...
Okay, hang on a second here. Rhonda, I got to go to one of these message moments. When we come back, I'm going to take the time that I have left, just a few moments, and I'm going to give you what I think you should add to your programs here. Unless we can't help you out, we'll be back after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-7529 to speak to Dr. Wallach.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Let's play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go, let's see here, right back to Rhonda. And we're going to give her a program here. She's from Arizona. I finally find my notes here. She's Rhonda from Arizona. And basically, you know, Rhonda, you're in trouble because you say you've got this cancer everywhere. So I'm going to give you a program. I just need to ask you one question. How much do you weigh?
140.
140. Okay, so get your pen and paper out. Here we go. You got to get rid of all the bad stuff, and you've done a pretty good job, I'm sure, of doing that. But just for our listeners out here, for people who may be in a similar situation, absolutely no fried foods, no exceptions. No fried foods, absolutely no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites, no oils, no exceptions. That means no margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressings, cooking oils. If you eat canned fish, you got to be packed in water, mustard, tomato sauce, not oils. No gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. This is your shot here, so you need to really be critical on this and crank down and just drop dead serious about no gluten. I'd get a hold of that serial killer CD so you find out all the hidden places that gluten's in, because you are not what you eat, you are what you absorb. Very important differentiation there. Then at 140 pounds, and again, you're in trouble, so I'm going to be a little heavy-handed here, but that's okay, because we want to make sure you're going to get the maximum benefit from what we're suggesting. All right, so I want you to have 140 pounds. Looking at everything going on here, I would have you take two of the Healthy Heart and Brain Packs. That will allow you to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and 3 of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner. Then I would also have you get the Ultimate Daily Tablets. I'd have you take 3 of those twice a day. That'll be 1 bottle a month of the Ultimate Daily Tablets at 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. That's going to support and promote healthy blood pressure and support and promote healthy blood flow to all your body. Because, you know, again, the asthma and the bronchitis tells me that you do have a history of a gluten intolerance. I'd also have you take 9 of our Ultimate Selenium a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. That's going to support your immune system. And when you have breast cancer, yeah, any other cancer for that matter, selenium is one of your best friend. I actually sued the FDA and prevailed in federal court to be able to say that supplementing with selenium actually supports the body's ability to make anti-cancer substances. So I want you to take 9 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. That's 3 of our bottles of Ultimate Selenium per month. Then I want you to take 100,000 ORAC points a day. This is a measurement of how many free radicals are neutralized by the antioxidants, your food and supplements. I want you to take 100,000 a day. If you like chocolate, you can have 6 of our pieces of our triple treat chocolate a day, 2 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll give you over 100,000. If you're allergic to or don't like chocolate, you can take 5 of our Cell Shield RTQ capsules twice a day. If you take 5 at breakfast, 5 at dinner, I apologize, you'll have to do the math. It can come in bottles of 60, so you have to figure out how many bottles a month you're going to need. Then, because you had a history of heart attack, I'd also throw in the, the D-Stress capsules, capital D-Stress. I'd want you to take 3 of those 3 times a day. That's 3 bottles a month. And, again, for the breast cancer, the Z-Radical. I want you to take 2 ounces of that a day. Not only does it have the super juices in it, but it also has fucoidin. Fucoidin is one of the great supporters of your immune system. It comes from a red marine algae off the shores of Tasmania, Big Island, off the southeastern shores of Australia. And it's legendary. It's legendary for supporting and promoting the immune system. Also, it is one of those things that actually supports the body's ability to promote apoptosis. Apoptosis is the process by which cells develop a scheduled death. One of the things that cause cancers to grow masses, lumps and bumps, is that the mother cells don't die when they have daughter cells. And you wind up having 18 generations of cells creating this huge mass. So let's do that. Call me every 2 weeks and give me a running report here. We'll walk you through this. Thank you, Chuck. It's your closing job as usual. God bless everybody. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with and refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.